Clock. The Cancer Alliance is a group of South Africa's top cancer organizations, and the Alliance has launched the Access to Medicines campaign, calling on the government and all cancer institutions to provide people with their basic health right, affordable medical care. The campaign says that people in South Africa are dying of cancer because they cannot afford the exorbitant cost of medicines, many of which cost far less in other countries. And the media statement gives some examples. A year's supply of a particular drug is priced at 882,000 in South Africa, less than 32,000 in India. 10 of the medicines that are not available at all in the South African public health sector are available in India for less than half the price which patients in the South African private sector are paying. Salome Meyer is a project manager at the Cancer Alliance. Salome, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, John, and also to your listeners.
I would imagine that the vast majority of cancer patients in South Africa are treated through the public health system.
That's quite correct. We have 84% of cancer patients in the public sector, and therefore about only 16% of patients access private health through their medical aid. But we also need to understand with private sector funding that patients, most of them, their packages, because, you know, cancer is not something that you actually plan for. So by the time you actually are diagnosed, the very specific package that you're on may not be actually providing you with access to the unaffordable medicines, and you do have to have a co-payment, and most of your co-payments are 20% plus, thus pushing patients into financial problems.
And of the 84% that are getting their cancer treatment through the public health system, I mean, how many of them are not getting the optimal drug treatment for their particular diagnosis because the optimal treatment is too expensive?
There's a vast majority of patients that do not have access to some of the newer novel medications. We also need to understand that third-line treatments are actually available, not your old standard of care maintenance treatment. These are still available in the public sector. Our problem basically with all of those medicines, that most of those medicines are off-patent, and some of the companies just don't want to supply these medicines or tender to supply these medicines to the public sector, and thus these medicines also become then a problem that they're not available. And we have stockouts and we have supply chain issues, and we also have the situation currently that palliative care medicines, that's basic pain control, is not even available in some of our public sector hospitals.
And the primary reason for this is cost.
Cost or supply, and then you also have the whole issue of the tender process. So we're sitting with a tender process and companies that do not actually come forward to tender. And then at provincial departments, we also have the problem of budget allocation. So budget allocation plays a very important role with your public health access. If there is not enough budget allowed for cancer treatment, then you also cannot treat all your cancer patients. And the clinicians at public sector level have the very, very difficult task sometimes to make a decision of who gets treatment and who doesn't get treatment against a budget that is available.
It's easy for me to talk because I don't need any of these expensive treatments, but there's a part of me that says, I understand why in the public health sector, in a country where resources are as constrained as ours, and they would even still be constrained even if we did have the corruption and maladministration that we've been dealing with for many years, it's not entirely problematic that the newest drugs are not available to the vast swathe of patients in the public health system, as long as tried and tested medications are available. Well, then surely that's all right.
That is the sort of, like, I want to say, the normal argument. But,
yeah,
you know, there's also the other argument that we are saying that novel treatments should be made available to the broader community as well. The problem with the novel treatments...
Not if purchasing those novel treatments means that other health interventions are not possible.
Yes, that's also true. Other health interventions isn't possible, and we need to remember that cancer treatment in itself is a very expensive commodity to treat any cancer patient. But when a product is still under patent and there is no generics available, that is when the majority of products become unaffordable for government to procure.
And that's why India gets this right, because their patent laws allow generics to be made much more quickly and the generics are cheaper. So specifically, Salome, with this background, what are you asking government to do through your Access to Medicines campaign?
Well, what we are also, as part of the Cancer Alliance, we're part of the Fix the Patent Law Coalition. And the Fix the Patent Law Coalition is very particularly advocating for the patent law reform in South Africa. And we have been successful in the fact that the new policy was approved, or the draft approved last year, and they are in process of drafting the new bill that should go to Parliament next year. And this is calling for aspects such as patent examination that would prevent evergreening. It would make compulsory licensing, as well as parallel importation of cheaper generic options available to the South African public sector then.
Thank you very much, Salome Meyer, Project Manager at the Cancer Alliance, with their Access to Medicines campaign.